Praise God. Just want to thank the whole team, okay? I think every one of you did very well. It's so wonderful to know that the young people, okay, of our church, they are alive and they are contributing, okay? I think that is the most important thing, okay? I just want to thank, they did a very good job, okay? I think Kate Cordova, right? Also want to thank you, okay? I forgot to thank you. I don't know how to thank you for drawing a picture of myself, okay? God bless you. JJ, you did a very good job, and I pray that God will use you and Melissa for the talent. Let's turn to Psalms 31, verse 1 to 5, okay? I'll try to keep it short, okay? Psalms 31, verse 1 to 5. Psalms 31, verse 1 to 5. I read to you, "In you, O Lord, I've taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. Incline in your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me, rescue me quickly. Be to me a rock of strength, a stronghold to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead me and guide me. You will pull me out of the net which they have set, which they have secretly laid for me. For you are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have ransomed me, O Lord, God of truth." Okay? I think the key verse is in verse 2, "Incline your ears to me, rescue me quickly." Okay? I'm going to title my message this morning, "Jesus, My Rescuer." Father, anoint this message. Jesus' name I pray. Jesus, My Rescuer. A man went into a drugstore and asked the pharmacist if he could have something that will remove the hiccup. You know, hiccup from him. The pharmacist promptly reached across the counter and slapped the man's face. The man said, "What in the world did you do that for?" The pharmacist said, "See, you don't have hiccups anymore." And the man replied, "Yes, no, but my wife in the car still does." A man went to a lawyer he knew and said, "I know I need some legal advice from you. How much would it cost to ask you 3 questions?" The lawyer said, $1,000. The man replied, "Isn't that kind of high?" The lawyer replied, "It sure is. What is your 3rd question?" Thank you that you understand the message, okay? I'm going to title my message, as I said, "Jesus, My Rescuer." There are 4 points here. Okay, 4 points to my sermon. Number 1, why do we need to be rescued? What do we need to be rescued from? How many times in our lives have we needed to be rescued only to be thrown again into the sea of drowning? How many people do we know that need something more out of life? Many people are drowning in their own sorrows and successes. I just want to tell you, there are people that drown in their own sorrows and successes. Sometimes the very thing, your success, the very thing in life that we think will keep us alive and happy, are the very things that drag us down. I believe many of you know who is Alicia Vikander. Okay, she's one of the most famous actress in the world right now. She took up the role of Lara Croft, the film Lara Croft, replacing Angelina Jolie. She also acted in the film The Danish Girl and also Anchor. Okay, the Anchor is a very interesting movie. Until today, she is still very famous, and she's still young, and she's still very, very pretty. Recently, she was just interviewed, just 1 week ago or 1.5 weeks ago, she was interviewed by Sunday Times in London. And she said this about her experience with fame. She said, "I am most sad at the height of my fame. There were these first class flights, 5-star hotel rooms, but I was always by myself. Vikander caught shooting film on location, a very lonely experience, but said she was grateful to have friends to call during difficult moments." I just want to tell you something. Okay, I want you to look at your life, and I want to tell you something. You may have no lack in everything. You may have a home, a family, financially you are stable. Yet you can be very unhappy, and there is such an emptiness that is inside you. I tell you frankly, only the emptiness can be filled by Jesus Christ, the void. Some of you, you experience shame in your life, or you have been shamed by something. Maybe because of something, you have been shamed, or you experience shame in your life. What is shame? Shame is a painful emotion that is caused by the consciousness of guilt, failure, or impropriety that often result in this paralyzing conviction and belief that you are worthless. You are of no value to others. You have no value to God. That is a result of shame. You are unacceptable and you are altogether deserving of disdain and rejection. That is shame. Some of you experience guilt. Guilt, on the other hand, is the objective reality of being liable for punishment because of something you have done. Now, in the 1990s, there was this story of this famous lady named Shannon Wellesley, who is a well-known actress in the pornographic film. At the age of just 23, you know, my daughter got married at the age of 23. At the age of just 23, this woman did a lot of movies and a lot of money. She had a lot of money. Yet this woman put a gun in her head and killed herself. It shocked many people in the world. The investigating officer, the detective investigating her death, said this: I think her whole life caused this suicide. I'm telling you, sometimes our whole life is the cause of the problem in our life. Shannon bragged about doing crazy things, yet she told a very close friend that she wished her mother would have stopped her. This friend said she felt bad because her mother didn't do anything or say anything about her doing the pornographic business. After her suicide, they discovered a mail that was unsent. A letter that was written by her to her father. And this is what she said in the mail that she did not send: "Where were you when I was dating the rock star Greg Aleman when he was 25 years old, older than me? Where were you when I was on heroin? Where were you when I started to do porno movies?" The dad said he would have been there had she only asked. Maybe some of you are captive in life. No, Isaiah 61:1 says this: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and freedom to prisoner." A captive is one that is captured. Some of you are captured, taken prisoner, under the control of Satan, and led astray. The captive is described as a slave to Satan. You know, there was this story called Big John. Because he's really gigantic. Big John had been living on the streets of London for 10 years. Before he was living on the streets of London for 10 years, he had stayed in prison for 9 years. Most of his teeth were already missing. He was addicted to methadone, a drug. His nickname on the street of London was called Big John because he used to be a boxer in the army. One day, Big John went into the shelter for the homeless at Holy Trinity, Brompton, London. He came with his friend called Little John. Big John loved and appreciated the friends and the young people that cared about him. And he started going to church. And he came to this Bible study on the course called the Alpha. And at the course on the Alpha, he encountered Jesus Christ. And he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And at the Alpha weekend, he came off the drugs. God turned his life right around from prison, despair, homeless to joy. He started telling his friends up on the streets about Jesus. Each week, he will bring new friends to the church. And he will bring more friends the next week to the church. His nickname on the street from Big John become John the Baptist. One of the guys met him on the Alpha course, who was in the property line, offered him a combination. A dentist in the church volunteered to replace all his teeth. He had been reconciled to his mother and his daughter, and now he had a relationship with his grandchildren, whom he has never met before. Only Jesus can do such a thing in our life. What about those who walk away? Some people
husband, they walk away from their wife. Some of them, they walk away from a marriage. Some of them, they walk away from responsibility. They didn't take care of children. They walk away from responsibility. Some of them, they even walk away from life itself. Some of them are a doubter. They are just simply doubter. You know, there are many people that become very doubtful of life. They become very cynical of life because of what they have gone through in life. Because of so many failure. Because of so many disappointment, they just become doubter or become people. They are so cynical. How about those where religion has failed them? I can also honestly say, there are people in this church who have left this church because religion has failed them. And I pray that this church will not be a religion that will fail other people. How about those who are weary of life? You are just simply very tired. You are very bored and you are very tired of life. You are weary of life. How about those who the world ignores you? You are ignored. You are the marginalized people. Nobody know about you. Nobody care about you. Maybe because you're not pretty or you're not looking. Nobody take a second look on you. How about those who strive but never achieve anything, but achieve nothing? You know, as I look at my own life, I see on many occasions, God rescued me. That's why the title and the song you sang, Jesus, My Rescuer. God Rescuer. I recall, there are many times I was heading for destruction, but Jesus would just come and rescue me in spite of who I am, in spite of what I have done. As you face difficult situation, you can trust that Jesus will rescue you. That's the purpose of the harvest month. Number two, trust God to rescue you. Psalm 31:2 says, incline your ears to me. Rescue me quickly. You know, it's sometimes very hard. I know that some of you think that you're in church, but I just tell you, this is not church. Jesus is here. It is very hard to believe and keep trusting God, especially things are not fine right now in your life. Things have gone wrong in your life, in your relationship, in your work, in your finances, in your health, or even in some other situation. And it's very hard to trust Jesus. Well, let me tell you, Jesus is your rescuer. Trust God to be your rescuer. David's prayer is an encouragement to all of us in Psalm 31 to cry out to God to rescue you and then put your trust in God. David said to God, turn your ear to me. Come quickly to rescue me. Have you prayed this prayer? Maybe you should pray this prayer this morning. Come quickly to me to rescue me. David added in verse 5, into your hand I commit my spirit. Just before he died, Jesus also echoed the same word. He cried out with a loud voice and he said, Father, into your hand I commit my spirit. Maybe this morning you got to say, God, into your hand I commit my life. Into your hand I commit my spirit. These are the ultimate words of Jesus. You know what is Jesus thinking about? You know how much Jesus is concerned with each and every one of us? He says in John 4:34-36, Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish the work. Say you not, harvest man, say you not that there are yet 4 months, then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white already to harvest. Jesus is always on the evangelistic, revelatory mission. The phrase, there are yet 4 months, you know, this is the verse that I remember. I was in this convention. I was in this convention. It was a big convention. There were thousands of people there. And I was listening to the word of God. And the verse just came. Don't say that there are yet 4 months. Don't say there are some more time. They are white out of the harvest. That's why I came to the Philippines. When you say there are yet 4 months, then cometh harvest. Was a proverb with the idea. No need to hurry. No hurry for a task, because things simply take their times and you can't avoid the waiting. Jesus said, no, say his disciple, do not have this mentality. And I say to all of you, this is the harvest month. Do not have this mentality that they are yet 4 months. The idea, he wants them to act, to think as if the harvest is already here. The idea of harvest means that there are many people that needs to be received into the kingdom of God. And you, disciple, should see yourself as a reaper, as a rescuer in this harvest. The reason, you know why Jesus quote this verse? Because if you study this passage of scripture properly, Jesus was at a well with the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well. And he saved her soul. Then the disciple said, why are you talking to a woman? Then Jesus said, my meat is to eat. They brought some food. And they thought, then Jesus said, I'm not talking about human food. I'm talking about saving souls. He went especially to this place just to save a soul. Some of you, no, we cannot. Let me ask you, how many souls have you brought to the kingdom of God since you become a Christian? No, I'm asking you right now, have you saved a person yet? Jesus said, don't say there are 4 more months. Then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, look unto the field, for they are white. You know, it's a meaning of white. That means they are ready to be harvested. And if you don't harvest them, the whole crops will be destroyed. The whole crops will be destroyed. Jesus loves souls. Trust Jesus will rescue you. You are one of them. And He wants to rescue you. Trust Him to rescue you. It's also a clear expression of Jesus' understanding of what the Father wanted Him to do. Do you know what God wants you to do? I want to tell you, for many of you, God has blessed us already. God has blessed us already. God has blessed you in your family. God has blessed you financially. God has blessed you in your health. God has blessed you a lot since you come to church already. What have you done? What have you done? What have you done for the kingdom of God? In these Psalms, we see the result of God's love for you supremely through the death of Jesus. It says that the Lord is your refuge. I say to some of you, don't give up hope. It's never hopeless. Life is never, never, never hopeless. Jesus is your refuge. The psalmist starts with the word, in you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Later he said, keep me free from the traps that is set from me, for you are my refuge. You know, in life, there are many trials. There are many tests. You know, I look at all these young people as you perform. I know that some of you, your life is not very nice. I remember those times when I came to church. I was like one of you. You know, my mind is filled with worry about money, trouble about life, because my family are not fine. I tell you frankly, yet I will still come to church. I will still come to church. I will still serve God. And there are times I don't even have a single cent to go to church. And I'll walk miles away just to go to a church, go to my church. Yet, I just love God. And yet, in me, there was a lot of things that was troubling me. Because I'm a young people and my family are not rich. But on the 7th year, God gave me a breakthrough. There was a breakthrough. And God started blessing my family. God is your refuge. God is your rock. One of the most wonderful things, the fascinating things you can see, one of the wonders of this world is to see the solid rock that is everywhere. I know I'm always fascinated by nature. And one of the nature that you should always observe is going to look at the rock. The big granite boulders. You know, you see them everywhere, especially when you are in the Philippines. Okay, not in Singapore. Where you go to the mountains and you see those granite boulders. They are so solid. The rock talks about stability. The rock talks about strength. The rock talks about durability. Jesus, David said, Lord, be my rock. Let God be your rock. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. You can know that God's guiding and leading hand by His Spirit. He is your security. He is your stability. He is your strength. He is your durability, which you can depend upon. Then He is also your rescuer. David said, turn your ear to me. Come quickly to rescue me. Maybe this morning, you have to pray this prayer. Come quickly to rescue me. To rescue me. He goes on to describe God, how God can see your affliction, how God can see the anguish of your soul. Yet God did not hand you over to your enemy. God did not hand you over for destruction. God did not hand you to become a poor for your entire life. God did not hand you over to a life that is always detestable, a life that is always defeated, a life that is always in poverty. He rescue you and He will set you in a spacious place. A spacious place talks about abundance. A spacious place talks about things that is more than enough. He will set your feet on a spacious place. There in all the trials of life, keep trusting in Him. Number three, marvel at God's amazing rescue plan. Because of His great love for you, you must listen to this part of the story properly. God meticulously planned your rescue. God carefully planned my salvation. God carefully planned Pastor Lee's salvation. God carefully planned each and every one of your salvation. I want you to think carefully right now how God planned and how you got saved. It was carefully planned by God. You did not come to church by a mistake. God's great rescue plan for humanity took far more planning, preparation, prefiguring. He did all that just to save a soul. The plan started when God killed the animal to clothe Adam and Eve. You know, the Jewish Day of Atonement laid the groundwork for the death of Jesus Christ. The Hebrew says of Jesus, He had to be made like them, made like us, fully human in every way, in order that He might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, that He might make atonement for the sins of the people. You know, I'm fascinated by the Old Testament story of this thing called the scapegoat. The scapegoat, the picture of the scapegoat. You know, in the sacrifice of the Day of Atonement, we see this astonishing scapegoat picture. Okay? It says here, He is to lay both hands on the head of the live goat. Just imagine this is this scapegoat. Okay? He is to lay both hands on the live goats and confess over it all the wickedness and rebellions of the Israelites' sins. All sins. And put them on the goat head. He shall send the goat away into the wilderness. And that goat that is sent away shall carry on it all the sins of the people. This is the English origin of the word scapegoat. The goat of removal. This talks about your sin and my sin being laid on Jesus. This morning, if you need rescuing, you have to stretch out both hands with your eyes closed, looking at the cross that is in the picture of your mind, and lay all your sins, and confess all your sins, and lay all the things that you need rescuing, and confess it, and lay it on the cross of Jesus Christ. Lay it on the cross of Jesus Christ. You know, it's so interesting. The word scapegoat in the King James Version is called Azazel. Azazel was one of the fallen angels who followed Satan. He was instrumental for leading you astray and making you captive. He make you a slave. You have to let this scapegoat go. The dual meaning of this scapegoat go means that you are free yourself. You have freed yourself from the control and the bondage and the captivity that Azazel has laid upon your life. As a result, if you do that, if you this morning you got the faith to put it there, God will start a new relationship with you. You will enter into a holy of holies. You come boldly to the throne of grace. Number four, can Pastor Carlin or Pastor Carlos come out and interpret for me? Accept and love your rescuer passionately.
Ang ikaapat, batunon kahigugmaon ang aton manluluwas.
Verse 6 says this.
Ang bersikulo 6 taga siling,
you have ransomed me.
Ikaw nagtubos sa akon.
You have to receive Jesus.
But siling dapat batunon imo sa Jesus.
If I'm not what I am today, you have not. If I have not received Jesus.
Kaya ako hindi amo akong sinisubong kun wala ko nabaton si Jesus.
If you study the Old Testament properly,
kay kun tun-an nimo ang daan nga katipan sing maayo,
it is very, very interesting.
Tama ka interesante.
Before God performed a miracle,
kay antes ang Dios maghimo sang milagro,
He asked for a sacrifice.
Nagapangayo kina sa permisang halad.
He asked Abraham for a sacrifice.
Kay si Abraham gin pangayoan niya sang halad.
There are many other Old Testament where God, before God performed miracles for their life, If you want God to perform the miracles in your life, God say, I want a sacrifice.
Kag kun gusto naton nga ang Dios maghimo sang milagro sa aton nga kabuhi, dapat anay may halad.
I give you the example of Gideon.
Ginhatagan ko kamo sang halimbawa
ni Gideon. In 1 Judges chapter 6 verse 19 to 20.
Nga makita sa libro sang hukom.
How Gideon prepared the sacrifice?
Kung paano ni Gideon gin preparar ang iyang halad o kung sakripisyo?
The Bible say Gideon went in.
Ang Biblia nagsiling nga si Gideon nasulod.
Make ready a kid.
Gin tigana niya ang kanding.
An unleavened cake.
Kagdason ang isa ka cake.
An ephah of flour.
Dason may harina.
And the flesh he put in the basket.
Kagang unod gin butang niya sa basket.
And he put the broth in a pot.
Kagda gin butang niya ang
and
sopa.
Brought it under the oak.
Gagin dala sa dalum sang kahoy.
And presented it to the angel of God.
Kagin presentar niya ginhatag niya sa
and
anghel
sang
Dios.
And the angel of God say to him.
Kagang Dios nagsiling sa iya.
Take the flesh.
Nga kuha ang unod
Jesus
si Jesus
and the unleavened bread
kag ang tinapay
and lady upon the rock
nga ginbutang ina siya sa babaw sang bato
Jesus
si Jesus
and pour up the broth
nagbubo sang tubig
and he did so
kag iniamo ang kalag.
You want a miracle?
Kung gusto naton ang milagro,
you need a miracle.
Kinahanglan dala ninyo ang milagro.
God asks you for sacrifice today.
Ang Dios nagapangayo gid sang halad o kon sakripisyo halin sa aton.
Gideon gave that sacrifice.
Si Gideon may sakripisyo.
Abraham gave that sacrifice.
Si Abraham naghatag sang iyang halad.
And God said to Abraham,
kagang Dios nagsiling kay Abraham,
because you have done this,
kay tungod ginhimo mo ini,
I will bless you.
Pakamayuhon ko ikaw.
And through you,
kag paagi sa
all the families of the world will be blessed.
Ang tag sa kapamilya sa kalibutan pakamayuhon.
A very nice, doesn't have such a nice character.
Si Gideon hindi namigid maayo ang iyang pamatasan.
But because he gave this sacrifice.
Apang tungod ginhalad niya inang sakripisyo.
God said, because you have done this.
Siling san Diyos, tungod ginhimo mo ini.
With 300 soldiers.
Ang 300 ka mga hangaway.
You will defeat 120,000 men.
Paagi lang sa 300 ka hangaway.
I want you to think carefully.
Ang magperde nyo.
300 over 120 men.
Una-una, ablay, kumpara na ito na 120 mil kontra sa 300.
So miraculous.
Do tama ka, makatilinga lang.
That his name was recorded in the heroes of faith.
Kagang iyang angalan na butang sa mga heroes ang pagtuo.
This morning,
sa sininga aga.
God is asking for the same thing.
Ang Dios nagapangayo man sang amok
niya po. He wants a sacrifice.
Gusto niya ang sakripisyo.
But he has provided the sacrifice.
Apang sa tutod lang ginhatag na sa Dios ang
sacrifice is Jesus.
Kagang ina nga sakripisyo
mo Jesus. And you have to accept Jesus the sacrifice.
But silingon nga dapat naton batunon si Jesus
sa sakripisyo. If you want miracles to take place in your life.
Kung gusto naton ang milagro matabo sa
kabuhi. If you want God to be your rescuer.
Kung gusto niyo mabuligan kamo sa Dios.
You have to accept the sacrifice.
Dapat matunon naton ang sakripisyo.
John 5:24-25 say this.
Ang Juan 5:24 asa sabihin sa
inyo. Listen carefully, I'm finishing. Verily, verily, I say to you.
Sa pagkamatuo nagasiling ako sa inyo.
He that hear my word.
Siya nga nagapamati sa akong pulong.
And believe on him that sent me.
Kag nagatuo sa iya nga nagpadala sa akong.
Everlasting life.
May kabuhi nga wala sang katapusan.
And shall not come into condemnation.
Kag hindi na pagkondinaron.
But is passed from death unto life.
Apang naghalin sa kamatayon padulong sa kabuhi.
Verily, verily, I say unto you.
Sa pagkamatuo nagasiling ako sa inyo.
The hour is come.
Ang takna mag-abot.
And now is.
Kag subong na.
When the dead shall hear the voice
yang
of the Son
patay,
of God,
makabati sang tingog sang anak sang Dios.
They that hear,
kag ang makabati
shall live,
mabuhi.
The word verily,
ang tinaga nga sa pagkamatuod.
It's not just verily, but verily, verily.
But sino yung sana nga tutuod gidya?
It's repeated twice.
Kadua ini ginsulit.
Just in one verse.
Kay tungod ini importante.
And it's repeated twice in another verse.
Kag sa isa pagid ka bersikulo ginsulit ini duha
bes. Verily, verily, he means truly, truly.
Kun si Jesus nagsiling sa pagkamatuod mo sinus amog ini na siya.
It is a significant statement.
Ini importante nga hambalanon.
Jesus is saying, surely I tell you.
Kay siling ni Jesus sa pagmatuod ginahambal ko ini sa inyo.
Tell me what? He who hears the word of God.
Nga siya nga nakabati isang pulong sang Dios.
And believe him who said who sent me.
Nga kag nagatuo sa iya nga nagpadala sa akon.
Has eternal life.
May kabuhi nga wala sing katapusan.
Three important statement.
Tatlo ka importante nga hambalanon diri.
An emphasis on the believing God the Father who sent the Son.
Nga ang nagapati sa anak sa Dios sa Dios nga amay kag nagapati sa Dios nga anak.
If you do not have God,
kun wala ka sa Dios,
you have a dying life.
But siningon ang kabuhi imo tagumatayo
na. You do not have God,
kung wala ka sang Diyos,
you have a living death.
May ara ikaw nga ginatawag nga kamatayon.
But if you have God,
Pero kung ara ka sa
Diyos,
from the empire
of death to the empire of life.
Naghalin ka sa kamatayon pakadto sa kabuhi.
Secondly, eternal life.
Ikaduwa, ang kabuhi nga wala sing katapusan.
It's a picture of a future event.
Ininaga nanungod sa mga palabuton.
But here in the book of John,
apang diri sa libro ni Juan,
it is a present reality.
Ini nagakatabo nga kamatuoran.
Your life was significantly changed.
Nga ang imo nga kabuhi sigurado gid nga mabag-o.
And you realize that you can have eternal life here on earth.
Kag matalupang dan imo bisan diri pa sa kalibutan mi kabuhi kang wala katapusan.
The word here comes from the Hebrew word shema, means to hear as to obey.
Kag ikatatlo ang pagpamati naghalini na sa Hebrew nga shema, busingon pagpamati ka magtuman.
Not just hear.
Indi lang mamati.
Obey.
Kundi magtuman.
Accept Christ as a personal savior.
Nga batunon si Jesus nga aton bila
Charles Spurgeon said this. Charles Spurgeon said this.
Siling ni Charles Spurgeon.
He who hears.
Nga siya nga nagkabati.
Your soul will live.
Ang iyang kalag mabuhi.
Suddenly you have a life connected with eternity.
Kay makaangkon ka sang kalag nga konektado sa wala katapusan.
There are two words for life. There are two Greek words for life.
May duha ka Griego nga tinaga sa kabuhi.
The first word was bios.
Una ginatawag bios.
It comes from the word biological.
Dira naghalin ang biology, biological.
It's a condition of being alive rather than dead.
But silingon sina nga buhi ka, hindi ka patay.
You will be alive.
Buhi ka.
You have joy.
May kalipay ka.
You not have deadness.
Wala ka sang kamatayon.
You have purpose in life.
May katuyuan ka sa kabuhi.
Another word is joy.
Kag isa pa gyud joy, Zoe.
Joy means the abundant life.
But silingon sina bugahan nga kabuhi.
The spacious life.
Ang inablang malapad nga kabuhi.
Are provided.
Nga ang tanan ginhatag sa imo.
A richness of life.
Inang ang manggaranon nga kabuhi.
A life of fulfillment.
Ang napuno sang katuyuan.
A life of purpose.
May katuyuan nga kabuhi.
And Jesus said the hour is coming and now is now. You cannot wait for tomorrow. You have to wait. It is now.
Kag si Jesus nagsiling ang tion mag-abot kag subong na, hindi ka na maghulat buhas kundi subong na.
I say to you,
nagasiling ako sa inyo,
this is the hour of salvation.
Subong ang tion sang kaluwasan.
Receive Christ.
Batuna si Kristo.
This is also the hour of judgment.
Amo man ingkat ang tion sang paghukom.
It is time to receive Christ.
Tion na nga batunon mo
not
si Kristo.
Tomorrow.
Hindi buhas.
Not another day.
Hindi sa sunod nga
adlaw. The hour of judgment has reference to death.
Kay ang tion sang paghukom butsing sina kamatayon.
You have spiritual death.
Mayara ka espirituhanon nga kamatayon. Mayara ka physical nga kamatayon.
You have eternal death.
Mayara ka wala katapusan nga kamatayon.
Jesus is saying that instead of spiritual death,
paapang si Jesus nagsilinga, imbis ang kamatayon,
spiritually alive.
Mangin buhi ikaw espirituhanon.
Instead of physical death,
imbis nga mapatay mo lawas,
you will live abundantly.
Magakabuhi ka sang bugana.
Instead of eternal life, eternal death.
Imbis nga wala katapusan nga kamatayon,
you have eternal life.
Makaangkon ka sang kabuhi nga wala sa katapusan.
Love Jesus.
Higugmaon si Jesus.
Love Jesus.
Higugmaa si Jesus.
Jesus, love Jesus is more important.
Kay ang pagpalangga naton kay Jesus tama ka importante.
I close with this story.
Magatakop ako sa sining nga istorya.
Shane Taylor.
Si Shane Taylor.
One of the most dangerous men.
Isa sa pinakadelikado nga tawo
in the prison of United Kingdom.
Sa prisohan sang UK.
He was jailed for attempted murder.
Napriso ini siya tungod kay may tuyo sa kapatyon.
And they extended his jail term for another 4 years.
Kagin palawig pag isang apat ka tuig ang iya pagkabilanggo.
Because he attacked a prison officer with a glass.
Tungod kay gin atake niya ang opisyal sa prisohan sang isa ka buka nga butilya.
And as a result that he caused a riot in the whole prison cell.
Kag tungod sina nagkinagamo ang bilog sa prisohan.
They have to take him away from everybody.
Gani ginkuha siya palayo sa iban.
Put him in maximum prison.
Kagin butang to siya sa mas grabe pagit nga lugar.
They gave him the food only through a hatch.
Nga ang alagyan sa pagkaon labuho lang nga gamay.
When they need him to come out of the maximum security.
Nga kung pagwaon siya sa sina nga prisuhan.
6 officers are ready with all their baton.
May anom ka opisyal nga handa ang ilang armas.
Shield waiting outside.
Kagtaming.
Later they transfer him to long Latrine maximum security.
Sang uli ginhalin pagit siya sa isa pagit ka klase sang prisuhan.
At that moment,
kag sa sina nga tion,
he was invited to the Alpha Weekend.
Gininbitar siya sa Alpha Weekend
to a conference.
Sa isa ka konferensya.
In the prison.
Dito sa prisuhan.
During that time,
sa sina nga tion,
he just pray.
Nakapangamuyo sila.
Jesus Christ,
siling niya Jesus Kristo.
I know you died on the cross for me.
Balaan ko nga napatay ka sa cross para sa akon.
I hate who I am.
Na init ako sa akong kagalingon.
I hate what I've become.
Na init ako kung ano ako subong.
Please forgive me.
Patawara ako.
And come into my life.
Kamagkari ka sa akong kabuhi.
At that moment,
he
was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Napuno siya sa Balang Espiritu.
He went running through the whole wings of the corridors
ang,
of the prison.
Ang ginubrihagin din dalaga niyang bilog ng prisuhan.
Shouting to everyone he saw.
Nga nagasinggit sa sakada, makita niya.
Jesus is real.
Siling niya si Jesus matuod.
Jesus is real.
Si Jesus matuod.
He changed his behavior so much that he went from a total segregated cell to a trusted job in the prison chaplaincy.
Ang pagbag-o sa iya nga kabuhi, tama gid siya ka makita kay halin sa prisuhan nga isa lang siya gindala siya sa damo-damo nga tawo.
He prayed for prison officer.
Ginpangamuyoan niya pagani ang mga opisyal sa prisuhan.
He prayed for his enemies.
Ginpangamuyoan niya ang mga kaaway.
When he came out of prison, he went to a church.
Sa pagbuwa niya sa prisuhan, nagkanto siya sa simbahan.
He met this young lady called Sen.
May naasugata siya nga babae nga ngalan si Sam.
Was also involved in drugs.
Nadalahig man sa droga.
Involved in criminal activities.
Nga nagahimo man sang krimen.
She also came to faith in Jesus.
Ini nga babae nagtuo man kay Jesus.
Now they are married and have 5 children.
Subong mag-asawa na sila kag may 5 kabataan.
If you talk to Shane Taylor now,
kung ikaw subong mag-istorya kay Shane Taylor,
you cannot imagine.
Do hindi mo mahuna-huna.
That he is the same person.
Nga amo siya gihapon.
Who terrified everybody.
Nga ang nga may ginhimo nga natingala ang tanan.
He experienced the wonders of God's love.
Kay na-experiensyahan niya ang katahom sang gugma sang Dios.
You know what he say?
Abi nyo kanong hambal niya?
Jesus has shown to me.
Ginpakita sa ako ni Jesus.
How to love.
Kung paano magpalangga.
How to forgive.
Kung paano magpatawad.
He has saved me.
Ginluwas niya ako.
He has forgiven me.
Ginpatawad niya ako.
What I've done.
Kung sa ano na akong ginhimo.
He has turned my life around.
Ginbag-o niya ang akong kabuhi.
This morning.
Sa sini nga aga.
You cannot rescue yourself.
Hindi mo maluwas ang imo kagalingon.
You need rescue.
Kinahanglan nimo nga may magtabang sa imo.
You cannot do it yourself.
Hindi mo na mahimo sa imo kagalingon lang.
Jesus took it upon himself to rescue you.
Kay si Jesus ginimo niya, ginkuha niya para sa kagalingon ang pagluwas sa imo.
For your sin.
Nalansang siya sa cross para sa imo sala.
He did not rescue himself.
Wala niya ginluwas ang iya kagalingon.
Because of you.
Tungod sa imo.
And he needed God the Father to rescue him.
Kag ang Dios nga amay nagtabang sa iya.
And Jesus was rescued.
Kag si Jesus natabangan.
When he was resurrected.
Ginbanhaw siya.
When he was resurrected.
Sang ginbanhaw siya.
Rescue.
Gintabangan.
You can be resurrected from a life of death.
Kamu man mabanhaw halin sa kamatayon.
You can be rescued like him.
Kamu mabanhaw kaangay sa iya.
He can give you a new life.
Makahatag siya sa imo sa bagong
kabuhi. Jesus has a new life. You can have a new purpose.
Makangkong sa bagong
kalipay. You can have a new joy.
Bagong kalipay.
Instead of shame in life.
Imbis nga kahuyanan sa kabuhi.
You can have glory.
May ara kang himaya.
Instead of sadness in life.
Imbis
nga sorrow in life. Sorrow in life.
Imbis nga kasubo.
You can have joy.
Makangkong kasang kalipay.
Instead of weariness in life.
Imbis nga kakapoy sa kabuhi.
You can have a strength of God.
Makangkong kasang kusog halin sa Dios.
So, ask Jesus
gani,
to come into your life.
Pangabaya sa Jesus magkari sa imong kabuhi.
Musician, can you come? I want all of you to stand up.
Ginapangabay na kun kamutanan sa pagtindog.
I want you to close your eyes.
Gusto na kun nga ipiyong nato ng aton nga mga mata.
Do you need to be rescued?
Kinahanglan mo bala nga luwason?
Do you need to be rescued today?
Kinahanglan mo bala nga tabangan subong?
This morning,
sa sini nga aga,
if you need to be rescued,
kung gusto nimo ang kaluwasan,
close your eyes.
Palihog, ipiyong naton aton nga mga mata.
As I accept Christ,
nga sa pagbato nimo kay Kristo,
in 1979,
pag sang ginbato ko si Kristo sang 1979,
I want you to accept Christ.
Gusto na kun nga batunon man ninyo si Kristo.
I put up my hand.
Akon ginubra, ginbayaw ako akong gamot. Himuom naman subong ibayo ay mga kamot.
So if you need rescuing, you put up your right hand now.
Kung gusto nimo ang tabang, ang kaluwasan, kinahang ibayaw lang imong kamot subong.
Okay, I see many hands.
Nakita na ko may
leave
mga kamot.
Leave your hands there.
Palihog ipabili na itong nakabayaw atong kamot.
I want you to take up both hands right now.
Subong, duha naman ka kamot ang atong ibayaw subong.
Close your eyes.
Ipiyo nga ang atong mga mata.
In front of you.
Sa tubang nyo.
Is a cross.
Tuloka nga may cross.
And the cross you see Jesus.
Kag sa sina nga cross makita nimo si Jesus.
And right now I want you to lay all your sins. Kag subong with both hands.
Subong gusto nako nga ibutang nimo dira ang imong mga sala
upon the cross of Jesus.
Sa sina nga cross ni Jesus Kristo.
All the things that you need rescuing.
Ang tanan nga mga butang nga kinahanglan mo tabangan ka.
And confess them.
Ituad.
And confess them right now.
Ituad subong.
and laid it on the cross.
Kag ibutang dira sa cross nga ra sa tubang mo.
Pray.
Sa subo nga hapon, may isa pag isa na lang gitno kapangabay. Sa mga nagbayo sa imong kamot nga gusto nimo patulon si Jesus. Pwede kita yan maka antes kita magapangamuyo. Pwede kita yan makakaridiri sa tubang. Bilang tanda sang aton nga pagbaton kay Jesus sa aton nga kamuhi. Okay? Samtang nagakanta ang aton yung mga music hero, ginapangabay ko, gusto mo bala ang tabang sa sining nga hapo? Aga. Gusto mo tabangan ka ni Jesus? Ari ang tabang, ari ang bulik, subo nga aga. Gwa ka sa imo pulungkuan, diri ka kadto sa tubang. Kay suga taon ka sang matabang sa imo. Dali, hindi kita magkahuya. Gusto ni mo ang tabang halin sa Ginoo, diri ka magkadto sa tubang. Balaan ko nga damo kag ilang nagbayaw sa iyang mga kamot. Kato kita sa tubang. Kay mga muyo kita. Dugay na kamo siguro nagkinahanglan nga tabangan kamo sa inyong akabuhi. Ari na ang manugtabang nyo si Jesus Christ.
Repeat the prayer after you, Pastor Carlos.
Okay. Mga muyo ako. Mga muyo ako. Kung may ara pa, sige, hingagaw kita sa tubang. Mga muyo kita, sundun ninyo ang ini nga prayer, okay? Halin sa tagipuso naton, sundun naton ini. Ihambal, ihambal, imitlangon. Pagkatapos nakon ang ini nga pangamuyo. Mga muyo kita, langit nun nga amay, salamat kid, na ikaw, nagpadala, sa magatabang sa akon. Kay nahibaluan ko, hindi ko matabangan ang akon kaugalingon. Wala ko sang ikasarang nga mahimo para mabuligan ko ang akon kabuhi. Kay ako makasasala, mahigko, gintalikdan mo ako tungod sang akon mga sala. Apang madamo gid nga salamat. Ngin padala mo si Jesus Kristo. Ngay mo bugto nga anak, agod tabangan ako. Si Jesus na patay sa cross para sa akon mga sala. Wala niya ginbuligan ang iya ko galingon kag nanaog sa cross. Nagpabilin siya sa cross. Agod buligan ako. Gani ginung Jesus, ikaw ang akon mananabang. Ginabaton ko ikaw subong nga akon manluluwas kag Ginoo. Magpuyo ka sa akon kabuhi. Salamat sa pagpatawad mo sa akon. Salamat sa kamatayon mo para sa akon. Subong ako may kabuhi nga walay katapusan. Kag mapuno sang kalipay kag sang kabuganaan ang akon kabuhi. Sa ngalan ni Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Okay, right now, I want you to put up both your hands.
Subong, ibayaw imong duha ka kamot, subong.
Even Christians that bisan pa, need this help.
Bisan pa mga tumuluon na.
Stretch out both hands right now.
Untayo na ito, ato mga kamot.
In front of you is a cross.
Sa tubang nimo subong, may ara nga cross.
And I want you to put all, lay all your sins.
Butang dira tanan mo nga sala.
Upon that cross.
Sa sina nga cross.
Yes, lay it there right now.
Ibutang dira subong, ano man ang sala mo, ibutang dira
right
subong.
Now.
Subong,
confess your sin.
Ito adi mo sala.
Confess it one by one.
Isa-isa ha.
And lay it there right now.
Kag ibutang dira subong sa cross.
Father right now.
Amay subong.
As they lay their hand on the sin.
Sa ila pagbutang sa ilang nga kamot.
As they place it upon the scapegoat right now.
Kaanga ini sa isa ka kanding.
Father right now.
Amay subong.
I command.
Ginamanduan ko.
All the sins to go right now.
Ngang tanan nga sala maghalin.
To go right now as the scapegoat was slapped into the wilderness.
Nga maghalin subong nga digtom na magkatos sa kaninawan.
You are free from the bondage right now.
Ikaw hilway subong sa kapos.
You are free from the suffering right now.
Ikaw hilway sa pag-antos.
You are free from the sin right now.
Hilway ka subong sa sala.
I cleanse you by the blood of Jesus
Christ. Ginatinluan ikaw subong sa dugo ni Jesus
Christ. I sprinkle the precious blood of Jesus Christ upon your precious soul.
Ginabasihan ginagtaksikan ko ikaw subong sang dugo ni Jesus.
Receive the forgiveness of sin.
Batunang ang kapatawaran sa sala.
In Jesus name.
Sa ngalan ni Jesus.
Father,
Amay,
as you give me new life.
Sa paghatag mo sang kabuhi.
An exciting life.
Sang masinadyahon nga kabuhi.
A fresh life.
Sang bagong nga kabuhi.
Give them a new life right now.
Hatagi subong sila sang bagong nga kabuhi.
In Jesus name.
Sa ngalan ni Jesus.
I pray.
Amen.
Can we have some music playing and let's sing a song? Thank you Jesus. Yeah, as they take down we sing some song.
Give me and give me the living hope of grace free. Righteousness, oh Lord, you have rescued me, forgiving me, you heal my heart and set me free from sin and death. You gave me life, you made me whole.
Salamat gid sa pagkanta sa sininga.
You are led by the Holy Spirit.
Gingiyahan kamo sa balang Espiritu.
Father,
Amay,
now is a time
subong ang tion
for a harvest of soul.
Sa pag-ani sa kalag.
Awaken your people right now.
Pukawa ang imong mga katawhan.
Take this hope, one man of harvest.
Kang ini nga sa kabulan maging
to bring souls into the kingdom of God.
Sa pagdala sa kalag sa ginarian sa Dios.
Father, as we bring souls,
Amay, sa pagdala na mo sa kalag,
I pour it to you, God.
Ginubukbuk na, ginahatag na mo sa
I call upon you.
Kapanawag kami sa imo.
To perform your miracle.
Okay, ikaw maghimo sa milagro.
Make the harvest man fruitful.
Nga maging mabinuhaw.
And save souls.
Nga makaluwas ang kalag.
And give them a new power.
Hatagan kami sa
give
dahon.
Give them a new life.
Sang kabuhi.
Give them a new spirit.
Bagong espiritu.
Give them a clean heart.
Bagong
matilong ang ipusuhon. Give them a pure heart.
Putli nga tagi
pusuhon. Give them a holy desire.
Balaan nga handog.
To follow you, Lord.
Sa pagsunod sa imo, Ginoo.
We thank you for your word.
Salamat sa imong pulong.
Jesus' name we pray.
Sa ngalan ni Jesus kami nagapangamuyo.
Thank you very much. God bless you. You
may go back. Salamat. Seat.